Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Finger across the touchscreen.
Speaking of dialing, the telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160.
Oh, man, we should get a smart device thing where we just go like, you know, smart device, call Free Talk Live, and then it just dials your phone number. We got to have someone build us a shortcut.
I think they have that.
I was reading something that SMART is an acronym.
Okay.
That stands for, like, you know, some, like, method of mind control or something, right? So every time somebody puts the word SMART in front of a thing, smartphone, smart this, okay, smart that, or the other, particularly if government does it, it means that it's intended to further control you.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember
that
what the acronym
out.
Is. Can you look it up on the
sure.
on the device?
Magic rectangle. The big magic rectangle.
Yeah, you brought the
She's
big.
She's got the real magic rectangle, and she still picks up the small one to look this
way. I had an ex-girlfriend I guess. She had a couple of kids at the time, and I brought over some records, right? Oh. And they're like, what are these? And she had to explain that they were big CDs.
Big
so that's,
CDs.
That's what they called the record. Because the kids only knew what CDs were.
Yeah.
They didn't know what a record was. They'd never seen one before. I'm surprised they even saw a CD, but, well, based on their mom's age, I guess that
so
makes sense. But
this is what it says. Specific, measurable, achievable, and relevant.
No, that's, oh, a,
that's smart goals.
That's smart goals.
With
and
time-bound. Yep.
Right. Yeah, don't forget time-bound. That's a management acronym that they teach you in, like, management classes. Crap like that.
Clearly, I'm not a manager.
No, but go with SMART. Like, do, like, S dot, M dot, A dot, R dot, T dot, and then, like, phone.
She's going to come up with Maxwell's shoe phone now.
From Maxwell Smart?
Yeah. She won't get that reference either.
No, but I always wanted one of those. The first time, like, he's got a phone in his shoe, man. It's not coming up.
No.
All right. At any rate, I'll look it up during the break or something. I probably won't, but, you know, whatever. Captain's Log, start 802052023. That's right. If those of you who are like me and always forget to change the year.
No, 2-2, it's 2-3.
That's right.
It's February. Figure it out already.
February.
February.
Sometimes I'll put like 2016 or something crazy. And I'm like, oh, wow, I'm real
just
confused
to mess with
today.
Oh.
No, just because I'm confused.
Oh. My favorite pronunciation is February.
February?
February. Yeah, like you're wary of Febby.
Okay. All right.
Whatever a Febby is. Like, you know, February.
Probably has something to do with Black History Month.
In the studio tonight, it is myself, the, what was the A word?
Oh, man.
The authentic,
yes.
Lord, Reverend, Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will. Joining me, it's
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
You guys need longer names.
So, I know.
I just
so
feel
now,
so anticlimactic.
Whenever I see someone that puts their titles after their names, like some nurses will put like,
yeah,
you know, BSN, whatever,
Smith,
all
PhD,
the, yeah, they put like 15 of them, and then every time I read it, I just want to go, if you will.
Nice.
So one of the coolest nicknames I was given by a friend of mine is the Knight of Arduous Virtue.
Oh, wow.
So I looked, arduous virtue?
I don't remember the specific definition, but it was basically like so principled to my cause, right? That I wouldn't deviate from principles for anything.
Sounds like a noble title.
It is. Which one, the Knight of Arduous Virtue.
I think it might accurately describe you as well.
Right.
You, at least, you know, in the time that I've known you, however many years it's been,
right.
Seems like that's the type of guy you are.
Right. So, but he came up with it. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
What was it? The arduous?
The knight of arduous virtue.
Why knight, though?
I don't know.
Have you been knighted?
He's a noble.
He wanted to knight.
You're a royal noble fellow. Pain in the ass.
Who cares? You justify all of your titles, Kat? I'm a knight.
Actually, I'm pretty sure I have justified all of my titles at one point or another. Okay. And if you want to go search through the archives, feel free to do so and dig them all up, because I'm not going to do it for you.
If you will.
That sounds like a lot of work. What are we? Oh, we're doing a radio show. That's right. Free Talk Live. It's the Sunday night edition. Where
the
we
round table, the rectangle, the L-shaped table. Knights of the L-shaped table.
It's like Keene, New Hampshire, where they have a town square that's a circle.
Yeah.
They're
bad at geometry around here.
They literally refer to it as town square, and it's a circle, and has been for decades.
Okay, so, I want to see definitions, like legit definitions. Where a
square versus a circle?
Where a square has, like the town square, where it has to be shaped like a square if that was, you know, or if square has another meaning that just means like gathering place or something to that effect.
Where all the like the squares gather?
Sure.
Like, oh man, that place is just for squares.
Yeah.
Like,
get the wrong
side
of here.
Like the square dancing. It's where you go square dancing.
Which is, how's that different from line dancing?
It is different.
I'm trying to remember. No, because I remember learning how to do-si-do and allemande left and allemande right in high school.
Okay.
No, not high school. Middle school.
Okay.
I have the answer which you seek.
The answer?
Answer.
Yes, but it's spelled answer.
Hmm.
And so I'm mispronouncing it because of the extra letters.
All right. So I have your answer.
I often do that.
often do that?
Town square. A town square is an open public space commonly found in the heart of a traditional town, but not necessarily a true geometric shape.
Boom.
Well, boom.
Well, that just says what I'm complaining about. That doesn't say, like, it just confirms my complaint is valid,
it's
saying that not every town square is square.
Because
they changed the frickin' name.
Well, it's a square. It's not a square.
Call it town circle.
No, it's a square. It's not a square. You know what I mean?
No.
It's a town square.
You're saying the same word twice and attempting to change the meaning, but the meaning of square is still square.
No, because this meaning of square is different.
No, that's only if you precede it with the word town.
So it's a town square?
But it's not a different definition.
Would you like it to be hyphenated?
No.
Would that make it better?
No, not at all. No, I want it to be...
It's like the difference between a capitalist and a narco-capitalist. They're different.
Narco-capitalist?
Anarcho.
Oh, anarcho.
I was like, geez, man, capitalists are narking on each other?
Sometimes.
We haven't even started the show yet. What's going on? Why is my voice like this?
Town square.
Oh, my gosh.
What will we do? Oh, my God. All right. In a bit, we're going to talk about some crazy examples of government waste just from the previous year, 2022. But first, I want to talk about this. This is from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram.
Ooh.
This is from back around Christmas time. I've just had it on my list, never got around to it. It seems worthy of a Sunday discussion.
I'm excited.
19-year-old put fake parking tickets with QR codes for payment on vehicles, California cops say.
That's
clever.
Like kind of genius, but also super grimy.
It's sort of like Keene, New Hampshire, the activists here did the Robin Hooding. I say did because the town has removed, I don't know all, but a lot, and probably plan to remove all of the actual parking meters and replace it with the pay at the kiosk or pay by the app or whatever, so that people can no longer Robin Hood, which really sucks because that was one of the coolest bits of activism I think that ever came out of
famously featured on the Colbert Report.
That's right.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Go look that up.
But I wonder, is that the reason why they replaced it with the kiosks?
Oh,
or is that just a coincidence?
No, I mean...
So they were mad that people were paying other people's meters?
It costs a whole bunch of money for them to update to a kiosk and app-based, internet app-based pay-for-parking system. And so if they weren't bothered by the Robin Hooding, like, I mean...
They would have just left
it alone. Upgraded to this at some point anyway?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes.
But generally speaking, you only see that kind of thing in big cities, not in small towns.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering.
Well, they can afford the Bearcat. So.
I know, right?
There's discretionary funds available.
Yeah, they probably just sold one and used it to buy the. You know, no, they didn't. They just taxed people more because they don't work efficiently like that, Richie Rich.
So did they use the money from the meters to pay for the new kiosk?
No, they tax people more, I'm sure.
So what do they do?
And probably
what do they do with the money from the meters, though? Like, what is the purpose of paying for parking?
It goes into, like, the discretionary fund for the city. It's just...
It pays for the roads.
Yeah.
Does it? I thought I was being robbed and extorted to pay for the roads.
You are. And then, when you want to park your car somewhere convenient to, the town circle, for example.
Or the town square.
Or the town square. you have to pay again. Otherwise, they will extort you even more.
Yeah, let's not adding up.
It's called double dipping. And
I mean, that's triple dipping. Because then if I don't do it, then they'll give me another ticket even more money.
And part of the funds comes from that, right? Like, they anticipate a certain amount of people to not pay the meter.
Yeah.
And they'll make up that revenue and then some in the tickets, right? So when the Robin Hooders were out there, like, walking in front of the meter maid, who were like, dink, with like a nickel, and she's just got to keep walking because now that one's paid.
Oh, okay, right? So now I understand. So they're just paying like the bare minimum.
Just to get the meter maid moving.
Yeah.
We've saved you a $5 ticket by dropping a nickel into your meter.
Right.
Robin Hooders of Keene.
Yeah.
And so what you have now is just the robbers of Keene, known as government. So at any rate, a 19-year-old man is accused of issuing fake parking tickets in California, police said. Reports were made about bogus parking tickets on December 22nd near a beach in Santa Cruz, the city police department said in a December 23rd news release. Police said parking tickets were found on December 21st with a QR code leading to a website to make a payment. A photo of the fake parking ticket shows it was titled Santa Cruz Parking Pay with palm tree graphics. The scam ticket charged $42 for a meter violation. But a photo of a real Santa Cruz parking ticket, real, for an expired meter says City of Santa Cruz Notice of Parking Violation.
Oh, and, completely different.
And it costs $43.
He was just soliciting payments.
So I'm wondering, would it be better for him to copy the same exact thing, or
no.
Would it be worse?
Is in your counterfeiting,
right?
Yeah, but either way,
right? If I just put marketing material on your car,
well,
and
that's
you go to the website and make a payment.
That's what I'm saying. So if he, because I was thinking, you know, maybe he wouldn't get caught if he did the same exact thing. Maybe no one would report it. They'd maybe find out eventually. But I was also wondering if he could kind of get out of trouble by. You know, it's a little bit up for...
It doesn't say parking violation.
But can you legally put stuff on people's car?
Yeah.
I know people do it all the time, but...
It is interesting because the fact that he didn't copy what actually exists.
Right.
Right? So it makes you wonder if, like, does he have some sort of legal knowledge about this?
Yeah, like, was it on purpose or not?
Has he consulted an attorney before doing this, perhaps?
Could be.
You know? The article says nothing about any of that, but... It does go on to say police found the man accused of giving out the bogus tickets near the beach area and arrested him on charges of unlawful use of a computer system and attempted fraud. I don't know.
A computer system?
Well, because he printed the tickets, had the website built to go make the payment.
Yeah, but... I'm wondering if that's actually unlawful, though, because really, I mean, it would really depend what's on that piece of paper. We all know his intention.
I mean, I've gotten parking tickets from the state, right? And I have mailed that back in with an invoice for returning government property. You know, hey, here's your piece of paper back. Stop putting stuff on my vehicle.
Right.
Here's the charge.
Here's the ticket I'm going to write you for putting this on my car.
Every time you leave a piece of paper on my car, it charges $5,000 to return it to
you. We'll come back to that.
Write a fake PO number and invoice and everything.
Right.
Let's go to the phones. We have an unscreened caller. What's your name, please?
Cynthia.
Hey, Cynthia, where are you calling from?
San Francisco.
Hey, you're live on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to remark on two things, and it indirectly somewhat relate to government abuse. And one of them is the licensing of physicians which is being shown to be totally bogus since they're going after the licenses of physicians who stood up against the use of a toxic witch's brew to be injected into your arm.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, to become a physician, you have to get a certain number of college credits. You have to take an entrance exam and place well. You have to interview. And in medical school, you have to take tests, and then you have to take national boards. And that should be adequate.
And then you go into significant debt, which they can lord over you. I said, and you usually take on significant debt to go through all that, so they can lord it over you and say, like, well, if you don't follow what we're going to do, then you will not be a physician, and you still have to pay back all your medical bills, medical loans, or not, you know, medical school loans.
I also want to remark on a presentation that was in the show before you, and it was someone, a professor, discussing some research that suggested that alcohol in excess of one drink a week was a cause of cancer, and that's really pretty bogus.
I was going to say, that doesn't even make you an alcoholic.
Yeah, right, exactly. So what they're missing is, and I honestly believe that research like this is part of cover-ups, right, to direct people away from the real culprit.
Absolutely.
And one of the issues that gets overlooked is the amount of iron in the typical American's diet, because the government mandated the addition of a particularly reactive form of iron into flour, cornmeal, and cornmeal.
Huh.
And corn is a significant part of people's diets, and so is flour.
Right, yeah.
And it's a particularly reactive form. And so people think, oh, only the people who have hemochromatosis, you know, when you hyperabsorb iron, are going to be affected. But this is not so, because your body is going to take in a certain percentage of iron no matter what. And, oh, by the way, the alcohol ingestion does increase the amount that you take in, the amount of iron you take in. But what you do is you keep an eye on your ferritin level and make sure it stays under 50. Under 50 is where they shoot for hemochromatosis patients to improve their memory.
Okay.
Even though levels of like 300 and 500 people are being told that's normal, it's historically it is not normal. It is a toxic heavy metal when it's in excess.
Heavy metal.
And that is in excess. So you do what you have to do, donate blood or take certain agents that help to lower your iron. Red wine does lower iron. Red wine is safe.
And, so, Cynthia, I just want to mention something real quick. I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but it is possible for people, because of them fortifying all of the cereals and foods and milk and everything with iron, I don't know if you've ever heard of people being overloaded with iron, but also when they test their blood, their hemoglobin levels are low, so they're iron deficient. They have too much iron in their body, but their body cannot process it.
Right, and I actually have hemochromatosis, and what you're describing actually happened to me twice. And the recommendation was, oh, take more iron. No one checked a ferritin level.
Yeah, exactly. So how is that how you found out?
No, I did a 23andMe genetic evaluation and went, I have two copies of this gene. I was never really taught about it. I'm a physician. I was in training. I wasn't really taught about this disorder. There was no updates on it, and they didn't have a genetic screening for it until close to the late 1990s. And by then, I was ending my practice.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying that the government actually doesn't help you with your medical care.
No,
yeah. You don't say.
Other than to pay, you know, help make sure insurance companies have a lot of money.
Right.
So that they can fund their medical industrial complex.
Yeah, so I just want to get this right really quick, just because I'm really interested in this. So you had to do the genetic test to get your, that was to diagnose yourself with the
chromatosis.
Yeah.
Well,
So how did you get your real iron levels? Because the only way I'm aware of is the hemoglobin test with a blood draw.
I went to my medical provider and asked for the testing. And this is crazy. I had lots of evidence that I had hemochromatosis.
What was the test called, though, if you know? What was the test called that you did?
I got a ferritin.
Okay.
Right. The ferritin, F-E-R-R-I-T-I-N.
Okay.
And there's a lot more correlation with that ferritin level and the risk of cardiovascular disease and the risk of cancer and the risk of cirrhosis than any alcohol other than those people with hemochromatosis with very high ferritins, like over 900, they ask them to strongly restrict their alcohol until they can get their ferritin level much lower.
Okay.
So eat less iron-fortified food and drink more red wine.
Well, I mean, and I think the real issue here is because people will be, their hematocrit levels will be low, their hemoglobin will be low, they're essentially anemic, but their body is toxic with iron because a lot of the food, like the fortified iron foods, your body cannot process that. It can't just process the straight iron. So that's why it's important to eat foods like meats and natural foods that have iron in them, you know, spinach, stuff like that.
You mean I can't just sit around I can't just sit around and gnaw on an iron skillet?
I mean, actually...
It does leach into your food, though.
It might be better to do that than to take these vitamins and the supplements that are just overloading people's body with iron, and their body doesn't have the other nutrients to process it.
Yeah.
So...
Actually, it might be an issue with inadequate amounts of zinc or copper,
mm-hmm.
because you can based on those.
Yeah, it's the copper and the zinc that the body, you know, if the body isn't balanced in all of these minerals and all of these vitamins, you know, same with the vitamin C, if the body isn't in balance, then it can't absorb. And a lot of people these days, you know, if they don't have enough stomach acid, if their hormones are out of whack, their body can't even process the nutrients, and we're essentially just, you know, getting rid of them, you know. The body cannot process it.
When you say that your body will not absorb, understand that your body is going to take in iron regardless of
whether it can't use it, though. So it's absorbing it, but it's not using it, and it's not getting into the bloodstream to, you know, help the blood circulate oxygen.
Right, but it is being stored, and it's harmful. For one thing, it gets into the white blood cells, and it inactivates the white blood cells, so they can't help you fight off infection. The extra iron ends up floating around as free iron, and that feeds bacteria and can cause sepsis.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So because physicians were not taught about this, and because the government mandates illogical things, like the addition of extra reactive iron, we're just, and then they have control over licenses, so if we step out of line. I kept that line by being an advocate for doctors learning about sleep apnea, which is extremely common, and actually it's often totally unrelated to your weight.
Hey, Cynthia, thank you for the call. Yeah. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. Are you an Iron Man? Are you an Iron Woman? Give us a call. Let us know if you've had troubles with iron in your diet. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says lawmakers will receive a classified briefing later this month on the Chinese balloon incident that led to the U.S. military shooting it down off the South Carolina coast. Senator Ted Cruz says President Biden should have had the suspected Chinese spy balloon shot down sooner than Saturday. Debris will be analyzed by the FBI in Virginia. Biden is at Camp David preparing for Tuesday's State of the Union address. He flew there on Saturday, where he is meeting with top advisors to discuss efforts to raise the debt ceiling, among other topics. The stage is set for music's biggest night. The 65th annual Grammy Awards will take place in Los Angeles. Beyonce leads the field with 9 nominations, including one for Album of the Year. Horror film Knock at the Cabin earned more than $14 million to take over number one at the box office. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Officially enthused about it.
This is my inside voice.
This is how I talk all of the time.
I'm excited.
When I go through the drive-thru, I go, I would like a double cheeseburger, onion rings, and a large orange drink, please.
You're like, sir, then... please lower your voice.
I can't. This is how I talk. Samuel Adams, it's good beer.
Dave Chappelle, anyone?
No. All right. Sorry.
He'll get you drunk. Might even fight a guy or two.
I have to censor that bit because we're on actual radio. But
terrible.
Yeah. Dave Chappelle. Funny man. Hilarious dude. The Dave Chappelle Show is historical in so many ways.
Predicted the future in so many ways.
It's true.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to look for the SMART acronym, but I'm my Google foo. Oops, nope. My search engine foo. I have to come up with a new name for that. Is not panning out.
Nope.
My DuckDuckGo foo.
Yeah, that sounds like something you order, right? Yeah. I'd like one order of DuckDuckGo foo, please.
There you go. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, make it the family size.
Yeah.
You know. Anyways, Free Talk Live. Telephone number 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Snicky, if you will.
And Richie Rich.
Snicky?
Yep.
Did you say Snicky, if you will?
I said Nicky.
But... I said it's Snicky.
Oh, it's I heard, I missed the I.
If you will.
Or the I and the t. All I heard was Snicky. if you will. And I'm like, well, I mean, I'll call you Snicky if you want to, but, like, I don't know if I will or not.
I don't know if I like that.
We were talking about a couple of things. A guy put some fake parking tickets on some cars in California. And,
well, he put promotional brochures on some cars.
Promotional brochures, yeah.
Solicitations.
But they were clearly
suggestions, you know?
Right.
That's, you know, folks confused for parking tickets because they looked similar.
Hey, it happens.
And with a QR code on that brought people to a website asking them to pay $42.
Yeah.
I'm sure it wasn't a .gov website, so if they kind of,
you know, figure it out. When was the last time you got a parking ticket that had a QR code on it?
But then we had Cynthia call in, who's a physician, to talk about iron and not maiden. Not butterfly,
nope.
But iron, like, in your diet. And you and she had quite the discussion. That was exhilarating.
Yep. And it got a DaVita.
Before we go on, we'll get to your calls and thoughts in just a second. Some of you have wanted to support Free Talk Live's mission on a monthly basis, but you didn't want to go through Patreon. Well, we have good news. We now have an alternative that helps our premier streaming platform, Odyssey. Visit video.freetalklive.com and click join at the top of the channel. You can subscribe for $5 a month, and unlike other subscription services, Odyssey adds their processing fee on top, so it'll cost a little over $5 a month. But Free Talk Live will receive the entire amount you pledge, so the whole $5 that you pledge actually shows up in, you know, Free Talk Live's account. Higher donation tiers are available if you are feeling so inspired. We appreciate that. Thank you. You will get a special membership badge that's visible in the Odyssey chat room, and if we get enough supporters, we may enable members-only chat. This new subscription method is a great way to decentralize our direct listener support away from just Patreon and also support a libertarian-run business, Odyssey. Please visit video.freetalklive.com, click join to subscribe to our Odyssey channel, and help support spreading our message around the planet. Again, visit video.freetalklive.com and click join today. Thank you. We appreciate you. All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Zan calling from South Carolina. Zan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you all doing?
I'm good. It's on
no,
your head.
This ain't about Iron Butterfly or nothing like that, man. But, yeah, you were talking. I just tuned you in right after you guys got on, and you were talking about some dude out there putting on flyers, like the parking tickets. Is that correct? And he's soliciting money for that.
So a 19-year-old man is accused of issuing fake parking tickets in California
that didn't say parking violation or city of whatever. So.
It just says send $40 to this place.
$42.
Pretty much, yeah.
Let me zoom in on the image, and I can tell you.
I'm an old head, man. I'm 60 years old, but I remember I was like 12 or 13, and this guy paid me and my buddy to go put these flyers on people's under their windshield wipers. And so we got chased and beat up a couple of times. We only made like $8 a day or something. We had to split it. But I'm telling you, I think it's still legal. I don't know, man. It's probably state to state, right?
I mean, if it's illegal, it's still common practice.
Yeah.
Beg your pardon? I didn't hear you.
I said, even if it's illegal, it is still common practice.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, I get junk mail every day. You ever go to, I go to my mailbox, like, what is all this stuff, you know? And
solicitations.
Yeah, so But I don't know. He's scamming, so they locked him up. He got arrested?
Yeah. This is an unfinished story, so all we know is that he's in trouble for doing this. And they, you know, they don't elaborate on anything else. So this happened around Christmas in Santa Cruz,
really?
California. So, you know how long courts take to get around to stuff.
Santa Cruz. That's a college town. Probably some college kid, right?
He was 19, so, yeah.
Wow, no, it was just a funny story, and thanks you guys, because I only get you once a week down here. And
you were saying really, that we're not usually on Sundays, is that right?
Not down here in the town I live in. Because
what station are you listening to?
some stupid basketball game. I'm in Columbia, South Carolina. I can't remember the call letters.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, we got preempted by a basketball game. This is the makeup show.
Well, yeah, we will get preempted by sports and things like that, depending on the station.
But they didn't play a replay of their normal night. They're playing the live show on a Sunday night.
Oh, cool.
Well, and also, I would like to mention, we do, if you go to video.freetalklive.com, you can always watch the show. And on freetalklive.com, there's other listen links and stuff.
I'm a Luddite. I got my little radio, you know what I mean? But you guys are funny, man. And, I just remember sticking flyers on these windshields and it was blazing hot outside and people were chasing from their cars and stuff. But, you know, we were out trying to make a buck way back when. And, but that's kind of interesting because, I bet it's been tried before too. You know, hey, you owe this money. Some people will see something. You owe money. Oh, I better pay it.
Yeah. big corporations get scammed like this all the time. You send a fake invoice to them.
Yeah.
Right. The accounts payable department goes like, oh, we got another invoice, and they just pay it.
God, man. Well, I'm trying to stay out of that racket, man. But thanks for the story. You made me laugh, and y'all have a wonderful evening. Okay?
Hey, thanks for the call, Zan. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you.
The that man is great. Always harassing working people.
I was just thinking.
A great laugh. I can't.
You know how they have the live studio audience?
Yeah.
I want to just have his laugh. Like whenever we make a joke, just have the laugh track.
I remember that, Riley. I was zooming in on the close-up. They have a photo of the supposedly fake one versus the real one. The real one, it looks real. It's got a barcode on it. It says
it looks real.
Notice of parking violation.
Barcode or QR code?
Barcode.
Okay. I think they all look fake. They all look fake to me.
I don't actually see the barcode on the supposedly fake one, but it says Santa Cruz parking pay. It has a citation number and a couple other things, time. That kind of a thing, and then it says location, it says why, it's hard to make out.
So Santa Cruz parking pay,
right.
It doesn't say violation.
No.
No.
Doesn't say money due.
Although technically this probably isn't illegal, but he's definitely going to be found guilty.
Oh, no, it's probably illegal, but we're trying to find the nuance that makes it okay.
It says,
I mean, it's not okay, because I think, for me personally, the way I believe... Intention is everything.
Right.
He was clearly trying to scam people.
Right.
Okay.
You know, not cool.
It's not like, hey, I need money. Please give me some. Right.
So if he was panhandling with the QR code, no problem.
That's cool. Sure.
I wonder when that's going
to
happen.
I wanted to do that a while ago. Yeah. Just like put a Bitcoin QR code.
I basically do that. Not really panhandling, but I have my QR codes printed out.
Pulls up on her motorcycle.
Have you guys seen the not unattractive female panhandler here in Keene?
No.
When you get off the freeway and you're waiting to town?
There's a ton of them. They're always...
There's
not recently because it's so cold.
They're usually scruffy-looking dudes, but there's this one gal who, she's
not
probably
unattractive.
She's probably mid-30s, right?
Like, hey, baby, want to get in my car?
I mean, it's not, she's not, like, babed up or anything. She's not, hoed up with the makeup and stuff, but... You know, she's trying to look grubby or whatever, but, you could tell that she's not out of shape. She's not overweight.
Yeah. Are you trying to call shenanigans on her being homeless?
No, she's just a new panhandler. You look that way on your first day of homelessness.
Oh, really?
You don't just magically...
You don't just turn into Richie Rich overnight?
Yeah, no, not overnight.
Wait, you have a home?
Yeah.
You're not homeless.
What's your excuse?
Depression.
Fair. Fair dues.
No, but like your first day of homelessness, right? It's still your good clothes, right?
Yeah.
You freshly showered from, the day before. And like, oh, man, what am I going to do
cute,
now?
She could probably, get a little extra.
I would not go after that just because I'm certain that I'm not the first dude to go, huh? You know what I mean? And obviously not even the first chick. Not even the first chick to think that, right? So like... If she's into that or, is willing to do that, I certainly don't want to be a part of that. You know what I mean? I don't want the risk.
What if she said, Captain, I normally don't do this, but you're kind of cute.
Well, first of all, it would require me to have a conversation with her,
oh, okay.
Which has not occurred.
Well, you're not going to pull over on the side of the road?
No, I
jump on in.
I have to say that I was surprised that A, there were homeless in Keene, New Hampshire, a town
of
20,000 people.
Yeah.
And then I was also surprised that there were panhandlers, not only at the exits or entrances of the on-ramps and off-ramps, but just wandering around downtown. Now, having lived in Seattle before moving here, I was used to that, right? I've been around panhandlers. They're annoying, and I just ignore them all. And people are like, hey, Matt, nope, right? Just a firm nope and keep walking is generally all it takes. Plus, I look like me. People don't usually argue with me when I say nope. So, you know, there was that. But, like, it happened my first day in downtown Keene. I was just walking downtown looking for a bar to go to, and here comes some scruffy-looking dude like, hey, man, I'm looking to get some money to get a ride. I'm like, nope.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, so Keene is, what, the third largest city in New Hampshire? So
what?
Everyone
That's pretty small.
It's New Hampshire, right? Yeah.
So what is it, Manchester, Concord, Keene?
That's what I'm assuming.
Concord. It's bigger than Concord. Keene is bigger than Nashua?
Oh, Nashua might be bigger, maybe fourth. But either way, regardless, this is a city. Are you kidding? This is clearly a little town.
Yeah.
But New Hampshire standards, it's a city.
Yeah.
So all of the other people that live in southwestern New Hampshire, this is the point that they're going to... You're not going to pandle on the side of some dirt road, you know what I mean? So in rural areas...
Did you say pandle?
Panhandle.
Panhandle?
Oh, I thought she said pandle, which is, you know, I mean, panhandle, but pandle is a portmanteau. Pan and handle.
Okay.
I like
it. Even though panhandle is one word.
Okay.
But yeah, so you know what I mean? So I think
Short manteau.
They're coming to Keene because where else are they, you know? There's not really
a better
spot.
I imagine that the homeless population of Keene, New Hampshire is snobbish towards the homeless people of, like, a larger city, right?
We get our money from the wealthy in Keene.
Like, they probably figure...
From the average person in Manchester.
They probably figure, like, I know for a fact that the homeless in Seattle have it way better than, say, the homeless in Chicago.
You're going to regret it when she cleans up nice, because, you know, panhandlers can bring in some serious money, man.
Well, so my former bass player coined the term hobosexual.
Oh.
And that is, he would only date homeless girls.
Because you can drop them off anywhere.
You can drop them off anywhere when you're done with them.
Oh, my gosh.
So, tertiary story to that, right? Me and my buddy.
Hobosexual.
I don't think we'd ever done this, right? But we're thinking about, like, you know, picking up girls at the bus stop. And he had a Harley, right? So it's like a motorcycle.
Yeah.
So you pull up to the bus stop.
Is that what a Harley is? It's like a motorcycle?
No, it's not an Indian or anything like that. But he had one. And we're like, okay, so you pull up to the chick at the bus stop. Right? Okay. And like the pickup line is going my way, right? Because if she's going your way and it's interested, she hops on the bike. But if she says no, then the throwaway line is, well, you're at the wrong bus stop. And he just...
That's great.
That is hilarious. Circling back to this story about the 19-year-old man who put fake parking tickets with QR codes for payment on vehicles in California.
Payment solicitations. I'm not going to use the government terminology for this poor young lad.
Okay.
Fake parking tickets. Parking ticket.
I like the brochure.
Yes, it's a brochure.
Suggestive brochure.
He left leaflets. Flyers, if you will.
If you will.
Evidence related to or relevant to the scam was found in his vehicle whenever they found the guy. It's not clear how many fake tickets were issued or how many people made a payment, police said. The man told police he didn't get any payments. Santa Cruz is about 75 miles south of San Francisco. Why did they...
See, it was...
Here's the end of the story, the last sentence this writer puts in. Santa Cruz is about 75 miles south of San Francisco.
Huh?
Was like, this a San Francisco
like I could if like that's not relevant to the story at all. Like well, if I was curious how far Santa Cruz was from San Francisco, I would go to maps.
If it was a it's a San Francisco newspaper, it might be relevant to the people in San Francisco.
It's Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh, okay. All right.
The Fort Worth Star Telegram.
Right. Well, stand correct.
Well, no, you sit correct, but that's okay. So yeah. Yeah, you know, whatever. $43. Who knew? I mean, is the dude an entrepreneur or is the dude a scam artist?
Also, that's an expensive parking ticket.
Mutually exclusive.
The parking tickets in Keene are like $10.
Well, and well,
Manchester
in Keene, man. Come on.
Come on, man.
I mean, like you. I mean, I bet you this is a Boston-sized ticket.
I've never paid a Boston. Yeah.
So
I've never paid a ticket there.
I shall be fighting a Manchester ticket, and that one is $50.
Oh, really? Big city Manchester.
Right. So not, you know, Boston-sized ticket in Manchester.
When are the left going to take over and change the name to Personchester?
I'm triggered.
Manchester and a sister city Womanchester.
Or Snicky.
Woman. Yeah, Womanchester.
Personchester.
Chestershire.
Peoplechester? Just Chester.
Chestershire?
Let's just change it to Chester.
Yeah, just change it.
Non-binary Chestershire.
Non-binary Chester.
So speaking of non-binary chess, I know this isn't a show prep article, but it was.
It's not?
It was an interesting headline, right? There's a transgendered individual, I think also in Texas.
Okay.
Right? And she went in to get her driver's license, and they wouldn't let her put female on the license.
Mm-hmm.
So she walked outside and took her shirt off. And then they ticketed her for indecent exposure for bearing her bare female breast.
She was like, oh, I thought I wasn't a female.
Exactly. So now she's going up against the state, going like, you guys got to make a decision. One
right. She made the state define it themselves by issuing her the citation, forcing them to contemplate their definition and their that's beautiful.
Right.
I love it when people use the state against itself.
Right.
That's a thing of beauty.
Not worth the whole article because that's basically the whole story. Yep. We'll see what happens with it. But there you go.
The hoe story.
Hoe story.
The truth. The hoe truth.
Speaking of hobos. The truth.
Hobos. Hobos. I do want to talk about the 9 crazy examples of government waste, but not just quite yet.
We're going to tease it to the very end.
Well, no, not
and
to
then
the
never
end,
get to it.
We've done that before, so you know, it's possible. UGLY, you ain't got no alibi?
You ugly.
This from the dailymail.co.uk. Exclusive!
This is great.
All capital letters. Exclusive!
Have you seen this one yet, Nikki?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
Right, here's the headline. Unattractive people are more likely to keep wearing face masks in the post-COVID era, a study suggests.
Yeah, it's true. And actually, I have personal experience with this, so I'm supposed to wear a mask at work. I don't know.
Do you have like some low self-esteem problems we should
know? No, but if I'm breaking out, sometimes I'll wear the mask. Whereas, like, if I, you know, if I look good, I will, you know.
Right.
So I'm more likely to actually wear it and be compliant with it if I feel like I don't look good.
Okay.
But if I look good, I'm like, no, I'm not wearing
I'm flaunting this. This is a beautiful
come on.
throughout the entire COVID thing, I didn't put a mask on one frickin' time.
You're a very handsome man.
Well, outside
of
that. Exactly. Outside of that. Like, I just am against, like, on principle, like, them. No.
The beard negated everything.
Yeah, all of the science and all of the studies prior to COVID suggest that masks do diddly squat.
Yeah.
All of the studies that are, like, they're coming out now, there are headlines that I didn't put in my show prep. I read just today. They're like, yep, this new study shows that the mask did diddly squat.
I mean, and that's absolutely true. I feel like, for me, in between my nursing jobs for 9 months, I didn't wear a mask once. I didn't really have to. For me, I mean, the vaccine was for sure where I drew the line. Like, I am willing to get fired over this.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. The mask, it's not big enough of a deal for me to lose my job over. You know, like, it's helping
common.
People as a nurse is more important to me than the mask thing.
Well, mask in nursing environments and hospital environments
makes a little bit more sense, yeah.
And are common. It's commonplace to begin with.
Exactly.
Not for everybody.
Yeah, not for like going to Market Basket. Yeah. I mean, that's ridiculous.
I eventually put a mask on
just to see what it's like
so that I could attend the. The Crypto 6 trial. I could be in the actual audience of the courtroom.
That was recent.
Yeah, that was recent.
Even deemed like the height of the pandemic.
Yeah, he made it a couple of years.
Like they had done away with the whole mask thing inside the federal court and the New Hampshire courts, and then because somebody on the jury somehow indicated that they would be more comfortable if everybody would wear a mask, the judge was like, okay, everybody's masking up. We got somebody sensitive over here.
Yeah.
You know, and so then, and what the court did is they set up another courtroom down the hall where you could watch the proceeding on a video monitor. And I'm like,
so you have an entire room as your mask instead of just the face mask.
And it's like, I want to look these jury people in the eye as they're, you know, hopefully not going to, but eventually did issue a guilty plea on all counts, which is just like, wow, you guys are some mean bastards.
Yeah. And you know what? I think it's important in those cases for the jury and the judge to be able to see people going out of their way to support Ian.
Right.
You know, like those,
which is
those
why
pews,
I went.
Those pews should be filled. And I was actually surprised that more people didn't attend, to be completely honest.
It would have been nice, like, if standing room only, both rooms.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
You know, that would have been great. We did have the one day of protest where a whole bunch of people showed up outside and, you know, sign waving and media
was
there.
Yeah, and that was nice
all that
to
kind
see
of
as
stuff.
Well.
And that was pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate everybody that came out and showed their support there. But I did eventually put a mask on for, I don't remember how many days of the trial I attended. I think it went on for 10 days, 12 days or something. And I was there for most. I probably missed 3 days or something. Mm-hmm. Or I did a couple of half days here and there. But that was, to me, it was more important to put on a mask to be present and a body, you know, sitting there in support of Ian as he went to trial. And so it's so weird because, like, I stood on principle to not put one on through the whole COVID thing. And then when that was over, I had to put one on anyway to go support my friend.
But, well, I mean, that's principle, too.
It's also weighing the cost and benefits.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, like, is this the hill you want to die on? And, like, is this more important than supporting your friend?
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I still do not opt out of the body scanners at the airports because I have better things to do.
Exactly.
Yeah, I opted out a couple of times. It was during the same trip that I did the opt out.
But that was a big thing when it first came out.
Yeah.
Right? Opt out! Opt out! We got an opt out over here. People refuse to fly. Right.
Still to come, more of your calls and thoughts. I see we have a caller on hold right now. We'll get to that. Also, we'll talk more about ugly people wearing these masks, or at least wanting to continue to do so, as they feel unattractive. Here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More coming up.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.